Here's a special message from Briggs & Riley to every last-minute luggage packer. To those who hate packing around those annoying grooves in the bottom of your suitcase. To the challengers who try to cram a myriad of toothpaste, hairbrushes, and travel-sized shampoo bottles into the outer pockets. Many luggage has tried, and many have failed to accommodate the whim of the overzealous overpacker. Now there is a true sophisticated challenger. Briggs & Riley's perfect packing solution offers several casual, sophisticated collections that reflect the way we live and travel today. Their iconic outsider handle provides optimal capacity and flat packing inside. And only Briggs & Riley luggage has CX compression expansion technology, which increases capacity in the same size suitcase. The premium extra-wide garment panels help create additional compression to prevent shifting and wrinkling, so you can add more in a smaller space. And to the luggage handler who's extra hard on your luggage, Briggs & Riley will repair your luggage free of charge. No proof of purchase necessary. Clothes waiters and careless carriers, your match has been met. Visit Briggs-Riley.com for Briggs & Riley luggage.
Life comes with a lot of decisions, and it can be hard to know the right path sometimes. A therapist can help you map out what you really want, so you trust yourself to make great choices and feel excited about the future. BetterHelp offers convenient, professional online therapy on your schedule, however you want it, by phone, chat, or video call. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. My name is JR, if you had no idea. And I'm happy to be here. Joining you live from Atlanta, Georgia, super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's holding it down on the boards, coming to us live from New York City. And thank you to you. Yeah, you the listeners calling from all over North America and damn it, the world. Yeah, right before we went to break, thank you so much to the gentleman who called from Bulgaria to talk about his Washington Commanders. Yeah, you can listen to the free Odyssey app. Now I can say Bulgaria. One of my friends listens in Paris. We got people listening in Hawaii. Somebody is listening right now at work and they're not supposed to on the free Odyssey app, so good for you. You can tune in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. You can always stay locked in. Sirius XM channel 158. And yeah, you got a smart speaker, ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. It's been a busy day. Of course, the Major League Baseball trade deadline, it came and went. It's 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. The biggest move of the day, Justin Verlander being moved from the New York Mets back to the Houston Astros. And then the Houston Astros continue to just show everybody like, yeah, okay, we got Verlander back, but we're also still contending for a World Series. That's why we're bringing him in. How about this? Just a little less than an hour ago, Framber Valdez, he helped the Houston Astros win another baseball game. Houston Astros tonight picking up a W, 2-0 here for the Astros, taking on the Cleveland Guardians, and Framber Valdez tosses a no-hitter. 7 strikeouts. His only blemish was a walk in the 5th inning. At one point in time, he sat down the first 12 batters. It's the 5th Astros no-hitter. Count them, 5. 5 no-hitters for the Houston Astros since 2019. I want you to take a listen. This is the final call from the Astros radio network.
Here's the 0-2 to Gallagher. Broken bat, soft liner. Pena catches it, and a no-hitter! Framber Valdez! First one to greet him is Maldonado, and the rest of his teammates pile on. Framber Valdez throws the 16th no-hitter in Houston Astros history.
And he's the first lefty to go out there and do so. And now what do you do? Oh, well, we just traded for Justin Verlander, and we have an opportunity to slot him right in front of Framber Valdez. This is certain things aren't fair. Yeah, I would say the Astros have a good chance to go back to the World Series. I'm sure that they would certainly love a little bit of payback against those Atlanta Braves. And the Astros have just, they've been the best team in baseball since 2017, okay? And we can talk about garbage cans and who's banging on them and Carlos Beltran and whatnot. If you want to think about the start of the 2017 season, you want to know what team has the most playoff wins since then? The Astros, 53. You want to know who's won the most World Series since then? The Astros with two, garbage cans included. You want to talk about the most World Series appearances? Yeah, they won two out of four of them. Playoff appearances, they've gone six times. It's tied for the most. If you want to talk about regular season victories since the beginning of 2017, that would also happen to be the Astros' second most. Everything can't be a garbage can now, can it? Congratulations to the Houston Astros. And Framber Valdez is like, I got a no-hitter. Who needs Justin Verlander? And Verlander on his way back to Houston after the New York Mets have basically said, screw this season and then screw the next couple of seasons. It's what it is. New York Mets general manager Billy Epler, he spoke after the trade deadline, and he told everybody, he said, we may not be winning anything next year, but we going to try.
Going into 2024, you know, we don't see ourselves that we'll have the same odds that we did in 2022, 2023, but we will field a competitive team in 2024. And so now is a time where we start to think about what opportunities can exist in the wintertime, what kind of resources that we'll have at our disposal, and put our best foot forward.
Okay. All right. New York Met fans are just like, can I get my money back for my season tickets? Like, I paid money to watch Scherzer and Verlander. I know they old, but can I get my money back? It's a shame. Hey, Shep, the food, have you been out in Citi Field? You been out there?
I know the food is significantly and substantially better than Yankee Stadium, and it's not as overpriced.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's going to be about the only reason to go see the New York Mets next year is to eat the food.
Today was a better day for them.
Oh, the Mets, yeah, they were able to turn things around.
Right.
They were losing and they ended up winning. What was the final? 4-2? They ended up winning?
So, right. Yeah. So, it went into it's all but over. They're up 6-4.
6-4 now. Yeah.
In obviously the 10th inning. I didn't see this coming because they were down two runs and the offense looked inept, which is what the Yankees' offense has been the last 3 weeks.
Well, baseball in New York sucks right now. So, just all things considered.
Thank God for Aaron Rodgers, JR.
What for New York?
Yeah, because honestly, that's the only good feeling we have right now in New York sports. Who are we going to feel good about? Daniel Jones?
Saquon showed up to work, the Mets and Yankees. So, yeah, I guess Aaron Rodgers.
Right?
You're going to have to wait to see the man. And by the way, so we all know this, and this should let you know how fast time creeps up on everybody. Today is the first day of August. Okay, sure, yeah, fine. The Hall of Fame game is going to take place on Thursday night, as it always does. And then we're going to have the 2023 Pro Football Hall of Fame induction ceremony. That's going to take place on Saturday, which is pretty crazy to think about this. So speaking of the Jets, you got Joe Klecko, who's going in, Darrell Revis, Rondé Barber, twin brother Rondé is going, or excuse me, Tiki's twin brother Rondé is going in. Joe Thomas, offensive lineman for the Browns, he's going in. DeMarcus Ware, people have been waiting on this forever. Fortunately, he's not here. Don Coryell, Air Coryell is going in. Chuck Howley, Ken Riley going into the Hall of Fame. So all of that takes place on Saturday. And if you're a New York sports fan or if you just want to see Aaron Rodgers in green and white, come on, this guy didn't play really a preseason for the Packers. He ain't playing in the Hall of Fame game. Zach Wilson will be out there playing in the Hall of Fame game. It'll be interesting to see how many snaps that he gets because New York Jet fans, you know, they feel a way about Zach Wilson. And, of course, anytime he has an opportunity to throw the football, Zach Wilson is going to want to look good. And the Hall of Fame game, yeah, it's nationally televised. And this is going to be the first taste of football now that we've started training camp and moving into preseason. Next week on the 8th, New York Jets start Hard Knocks. And how about this, by the way? The team opposing the New York Jets in the Hall of Fame game, no surprise, is what it is. It's the Browns. Guess who also won't be playing in the Hall of Fame game? It's Deshaun Watson. And we know Deshaun Watson is pretty much trying to play his first full season here as a member of the Cleveland Browns. He was suspended 11 games last year. He was fined, $5 million, basically a negotiation between the NFL and the Players Association. And they won 7 games. I'll tell you this much. If you watched the Browns this last year, you had to be a Browns fan. Because ain't nobody was trying to see Jacoby Brissett throw around a football. And Deshaun Watson, I punted. I said, well, what do I want to watch this guy play 6 games for? He was rusty, 1,100 yards, 7 TDs, 5 INTs. This is going to be the full indicator for what the Browns are going to look like. He's going to be able to throw the ball to Amari Cooper, David Njoku. And the Browns, okay, they're in a tough division. We know this already. You got to deal with the Bengals. Got to deal with the Steelers, who ain't never going to lay down. You got to deal with the Ravens, who hopefully got a couple of dudes that Deshaun can now throw the ball to, not named Mark Andrews. You got, say, Flowers. You got Odell Beckham. Too many Beckhams. And so this ain't going to be easy for the Cleveland Browns. It's going to be a dogfight. And so if you want to see Deshaun Watson, you got to wait. If you want to see Aaron Rodgers, you got to wait. And speaking of Deshaun Watson, he was also in the news today, not because of his unavailability to play in the Hall of Fame game, but the NFL. Over the past 24 hours, they've decided to come out and, let's just say, change some rules up. And so the NFL has adjusted its personal conduct policy regarding sexual assault. And a lot of this comes at the heels of the suspension that I just mentioned of Deshaun Watson, who had an affinity for, massage therapists and allegedly, getting a little bit more than a massage. The NFL has adjusted these rules basically to include violations, including threats or coercion. If you out here trying to put hush money down to somebody, then you could be suspended. 6-game suspension without pay. A second violation, banishment from the NFL. The policy also applies to violations including assault, battery, domestic violence, sexual assault. Policy may be adjusted based on aggravating or mitigating factors. So basically, the NFL can still kind of just do what the hell they want to do. I know this to be fact. Even with Roger Goodell creating an entire committee to help dole out punishment and suspensions, if there is an appeal, you want to know who hears it? Roger Goodell. And so it doesn't have to be one stop. Hey, go talk to Roger. He gives you the punishment. He could put it in front of somebody else. You could say, I don't like it. And then it still ends up at the desk of Roger Goodell. So not too much change there. But Deshaun Watson, his behavior, prompting the NFL to make some moves and have some adjustments here when it comes down to their personal conduct policy. But we know the NFL. It's not just a no fun league. It's just like, hey, we do whatever the hell we want because we make money. So there's always a bunch of dudes and a bunch of trouble in the league. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. David is calling from Dallas, Texas. David, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. The Mets are a team I've always despised, never liked them, by no means a fan. But I think you're being a little bit too hard on them because they're not doing anything the teams don't do traditionally and also, really, teams do it in other sports. People take and either take on bad contracts to get draft picks or prospects, or they pay in order to get a better draft pick or prospect. And, I mean, that's what they're basically doing. They're saying, hey, we'll pick up the Scherzer and Verlander stuff and we can get some better prospects out of it than what we would get otherwise. So I don't think it's necessarily the worst move because, let's face it, these older guys, it wasn't going to work anyways. It was a failed plan.
Well, on the first part, how am I being too hard on the Mets? Everything that you just said, I'm very well aware of.
Well, I believe that you were talking about as far as them quitting. They didn't really have an option. I mean, what?
Wait. So I asked you, how am I being too hard on the Mets? And then your response to me is because I said the New York Mets quit, correct?
Yes.
Okay, but then you said they really didn't have an option, correct?
Correct.
So aren't we saying the same exact thing?
Not really, because they could have kept rolling it out there like the Padres are. The Padres are in denial.
No, but I'm trying to understand how you're telling me I'm being too hard on the Mets. I said they quit on the season. You said they quit on the season. We said the same thing. So how am I being too hard on them?
I just think the overall criticism of them, as if they, from the way you were talking, it sounded like you were saying they had something, you know, possibly to fight for.
No, I did not even insinuate such a thing. Hey, David, I'll tell you this. Not only do I sit here weeknights on CBS Sports Radio, I go back and forth between Atlanta and New York. On Saturday afternoons, I am in New York City on WFAN. You want to know what I do for 4 hours, David?
What do you do?
I sit down and I talk to Yankee and Met fans. And if you, David, go back to this past Saturday's episode of the JR Sport Brief Show on WFAN New York City, you will hear me talk about the New York Mets. You will hear me talk to their fans and tell their fans who call me and say, oh, the New York Mets should have kept going for it, and oh, the New York Mets, oh, my God, why are they giving up? I'm telling them the New York Mets aren't winning the World Series. They should get over it. And, hey, if they sell these dudes, hey, you get over it. It's what it is. So I'm not sitting here insinuating anything. I said the New York Mets quit. I didn't say, oh, the New York Mets quit and they should have hung in there. I didn't say that. I said they quit. And I said it's miserable in New York. I don't know where you got all this other stuff from.
Well, let me give you my second point, because I hate cancel culture. I think we'll have to Don Geronimo just for making a couple of comments about that reporter. That man losing his job, I think that's wrong, and I think that's a sad sign of society and what's more to come.
All right, well, what did he do? He called the reporter Barbie or something, right?
Yeah, and the man loses his job over it? Come on.
All right, well, listen, that's the type of story I read, and I go, hey, dumb idiot makes dumb mistake, should probably know better than that. So I'm going to look into that a little bit more. But, yeah, people say dumb things all the time, but I would assume there's a little bit more behind there, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you, David, for calling from Dallas. Like, oh, JR, you're being so hard on the New York Mets. I go, what did I say? JR, you said that the Mets quit. But, okay, do you think they quit? Yeah, I think they quit, but I think you were saying the same thing I'm saying. Come on now. Give me a break. The New York Mets quit. What's so difficult about that? But it sounds like you're saying that they shouldn't have quit. Man, if I'm going to say something, I'm going to say it. You're not going to have to think about it. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Hey, you don't got to think about this. You know what? Matter of fact, speaking of New York, the New York Jets have had to respond to Sean Payton now for it feels like a week, just about. Rob Saleh responds. Aaron Rodgers responds. Now, the man that Sean Payton went at, calling him like the worst coach ever, worst coaching job ever, Nathaniel Hackett responded. You don't have to think about what's on his mind, because I'm going to play it for you on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. Don't be a failure.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm at work doing security, man, and I listen to your show every night.
Hey, man, I am new to your show, but I absolutely love it. It's awesome.
This is the best sports talk radio show on the air for sure, bar none.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Right before we went to break, one of our callers is just like, hey, JR, you're going too hard on the Mets. I'm like, I haven't said nothing about the Mets. I'm going to really tell you about the Mets next hour. Wait for that. Because, I mean, damn, Max Scherzer threw them under the bus. And the New York Mets might have a new ownership. But, I mean, damn, just... the fans always suffering with the New York Mets, but we'll get into that. If you want to hear somebody just going hard at somebody else, I got a couple of examples here for you. We know about Sean Payton, his comments last week about Nathaniel Hackett, offensive coordinator for the Jets. Last year, couldn't even make it through a full season with the Broncos, got fired, and Sean Payton is saying, oh, it was the worst coaching job in NFL history. It's like, damn, leave the guy alone. He got fired. You're talking crap about him. Rob Saleh, New York Jets head coach, hit back at him. Aaron Rodgers, Jets quarterback, hit back at him. And now Nathaniel Hackett, I guess in a polite way, also hit back at Sean Payton. Basically said, listen, I don't expect an apology from this man. This man was going hard on me when he was on Fox television. A matter of fact, listen to what Nathaniel Hackett had to say about Sean Payton's comments about him.
As a coach, you know, as a coach's kid, you know, we live in a glass house. We all live in different rooms. We all got a key for it. And it's one of those things that there's a code, there's a way things are done in that house. And, you know, this past week, it's frustrating and it sucks. It's unfortunate that that had to happen, that the comments that were made. But, hey, they did.
Yeah, he's basically said he broke the code. He said Sean Payton broke the code, opening up his yap about another coach. You don't throw your fellow coaches under the bus. This is a fraternity, man. And he refers to his dad and a coach's family. His dad is Paul Hackett, for all my, and he's an offensive coordinator everywhere. He could be with the Raiders, USC. This guy was everywhere. You don't talk crap about your contemporaries. You don't do that. That's like if I sat here and talked crap about, I don't know, fill in the blank. You don't do that. You mind your business. There should be common respect for the people who do a similar job. Just shut up.
In fact, I don't think I've ever heard you talk crap about anybody on or off, even off the air.
Yeah, because so, I don't care what anybody else does.
Right.
I do what I need to do. I mind my business and call it a day.
There's plenty of people that do a lot of talking behind people's backs here. You are not one of them.
Oh, yeah. Just well, that's life. You know, that's not even – that's just anything. And so that's why I'm like, hey, Sean Payton, we learned everything we needed to know about him. Like, it's one thing to look at Sean Payton on the sidelines. He has that big laminated sheet of paper staring over that paper with his ball cap on, squinty eyes, and now I know he talks crap behind people's backs if you're going to say some trash like this to people's faces. Hope the Denver Broncos crash and burn this year. I hope they do. And so that's one example, Sean Payton talking crap, and I think we're done. There's nothing else to hear. I mean, once you hear from the head coach of the Jets, the quarterback from the Jets, and now the offensive coordinator from the Jets, what else is there going to be? Sauce Gardner's going to get involved right now? I don't think so. So that's one example. How about this one? Last night I told you, once I got off air, if you were going to stay up and listen or watch the U.S. Women's National Team, congratulations. And if you stayed up and watched or listened, damn, that sucks. Because they tied with Portugal. Nothing to nothing. It was a draw. There was no goal scored. A matter of fact, it went so far down to the wire with only about a minute or two left in the match. Portugal almost scored. The damn soccer ball went off the post. And that would have been devastating for the United States of America. Devastating. They would have been kicked out of the World Cup. And this is supposed to be the United States. Aren't we supposed to win at everything? I mean, we have three World Cup victories from the women's side, and the Women's World Cup has only been here since 1991. And so this has been disappointing for the U.S. Women's National Team. They're sticking around. They have no idea who they're going to face. It looks like they'll play Sweden on Sunday morning. And then if they survive that, and now we're into a single elimination, this is knockout time, they're going to take on Japan or Norway. And so U.S. has been struggling to score goals here. And so after they tied last night, and in which they scored zero goals, they were taking selfies. They were obliging fans, you know, taking pictures. They were smiling. And someone who wasn't happy was someone who's now an analyst who was a former teammate to a lot of these women. Well, not the younger ones, but it's Carly Lloyd. She was on Fox Sports, and she couldn't understand why their players were happy after they scored no goals. Listen to this.
Just seeing these images for the first time right now on the desk, I have never witnessed something like that. There's a difference between being respectful of the fans and saying hello to your family, but to be dancing, to be smiling. I mean, the player of the match was that post. You were lucky to not be going home right now.
Oh, damn. You see, those are harsh words. And it's true. Oh, you want some harsher words? Hey, Shep, what just happened with the New York Mets?
Ah, oh, JR. You want to hear the final call? This is courtesy of 880. This is really disappointing if you want to hear it.
This is 880 in New York.
Yes, sir.
So this is the New York Mets radio network. And let's the New York Mets they were just leading 6-4.
Yep, in the 10th inning.
The game was tied 6-6 and they were in the 10th inning.
And they lose.
Well, let's listen. Oh. Let's hear it.
Oh, my goodness. They've called a balk, and the game is over. Josh Walker, before he calls a single pitch, is called for a balk, and the game ends 7-6.
He didn't throw a single pitch, and he got called for a balk.
Can't make it up, JR. And the worst part about it was he walked off like he almost expected to lose. Like he wasn't pissed. Buck showed rare. He showed basically no emotion. I mean, he went out to do the proverbial arguing.
Who cares? He balked. Who cares?
How do you lose in that kind of fashion, though?
You do. It's the Mets. He didn't throw one pitch.
Nope. You want to hear it again?
He twitched his arm, and he threw. It was a balk, and the game was over.
It was disgusting.
Do I want to hear what?
I was going to ask if you want to hear it again. I'm seeing Terry Collins on SNY now. He's in shock, and he's seen everything.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's the Mets. No, I don't want to hear it again. No, thanks.
Fair
Not
enough.
Now. What did the Mets do? It's just because they exist? What? Like, New York needed a National League baseball team when the Dodgers left and the Giants were gone. And somebody had a bright idea to just, we need another team. It's the Mets. And here they are, suffering. Sad. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Let's think about this for a minute. The Houston Astros, they trade for Justin Verlander. And the Houston Astros, I believe they joined Major League Baseball the same year as the Mets expansion team, 45s. The Houston Astros tonight, they throw a no-hitter. Framber Valdez throws a no-hitter. That's nice for them, right? That's nice for them. On the other end of the spectrum, the New York Mets, they just selling the two top pitchers, and they lose on a balk. Like, you can't make this stuff up. Like, somebody has a New York Mets voodoo doll, somebody has Mr. Met, and they jabbing him to death. I'm pretty sure Mrs. Met is cheating on Mr. Met tonight. That's just the luck of the New York Mets. This is terrible. Somebody check on Mr. Met. Somebody go find his wife. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. All sad news for New York. 855-212-4CBS. If you see Mrs. Met, call me. Tell me where she is.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I gotta tell you, JR, the only highlight of my night is being able to talk to you. One of the best and most underrated in the business. I gotta tell you, you're amazing.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Oh, listen. The New York Mets lost a baseball game tonight against the Kansas City Royals on a balk in extra innings. Kansas City ends up winning 7-6. And before we went to break, I made a point. I said, the New York Mets are cursed. They trade Verlander to the Astros. The Astros end up pitching a no-hitter. Valdez pitches a no-hitter tonight. The New York Mets are just being beat to shreds. And they lose to the Royals on a balk. And I said that it's so bad for the New York Mets that Mr. Met is out here. I know Mrs. Met is cheating on him. Y'all thought I was just telling a joke. You think I'm telling a joke? Hey, go look at my Twitter or go look at my, what is this thing called, my Facebook, Instagram. I got evidence. I got a photo on my social media. Mrs. Met is hanging out with, I think his name is Slugger, from the Kansas City Royals.
Punches.
Yeah. What happened, Shep?
I can't believe it's come to that, that Mrs. Met has now jumped ship.
Well, I mean, what am I supposed to, if I say anything else, I'm in other people's business
and
now,
the,
right?
And
I'm
the not Royals, supposed to be. And the Royals suck this year.
Yeah. Between them and the soon-to-be Vegas Athletics, it's not good, man. It's not good. Mrs. Met hanging out with Slugger. Hey, go look at the photo at JR Sport Brief on all social media if you think I'm joking out here. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go ahead and talk to Don. He's from Alabama. You're on the JR Sport Brief show. What's up, Don?
Well, you're supposed to call me Bubba. But anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, you went too far, man.
What? What'd I do?
What Miss Met cheating. Man, that's hitting below the belt.
You know how to use the internet?
Well, I use the internet, but that no matter what you saw on the internet, that's, but you don't need to drag it up on your show, man. That's something like Sean Payton would do.
No, but I'm not a mascot. I can talk about mascots cheating on other men. I can do what I want.
Well, you know, yeah, but I'm just saying, man. You know, you're better than that. You ain't got to stoop that low.
Hey, it's not low. Do you know I know Mr. Met? Did you know that?
Well, I know Mr. Yankee. So what?
Yeah, there's no such thing, man.
I'm just saying, man. You got standards. You got standards. You got to keep them up.
I don't got standards. Mr. Met is my. Get out of here. I don't got no standards. I know Mr. Met. I've known Mr. Met for the better part of 15 years. I met Mr. People think I'm joking when I say these things. I met Mr. Met at a blood drive 15 years ago for a segment on NBC New York. I was doing it, and I was talking to Mr. Met. I have photographic evidence. I can put this up, too. I met Mr. Met at a blood drive. I've known him for a long time. And all of a sudden, Mr. Met gets married. He has Mrs. Met. And when the Mets think Mrs. Met is out here stepping out, so, I mean, what do you want me to say? It's public knowledge. I mean, I'm not Sean Payton. I'm just letting everybody know what's going on. Sorry. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Hey, I just told you about the Mets. and they lost on a balk. Buck Showalter, he says that the umpires gave him an explanation as to what happened, and take a listen to this.
Technically, it's a balk. You'd want to call if you were in the other dugout, but you always feel bad when games are not decided by the players. Of course, you can say they were because he balked, but it's very technical. You know, you got to step off there, and he didn't.
Yeah, there seemed to be an issue with the pitch com, and this is baseball in 2023. You know, the pitcher's got the stupid earpiece thing in his hat now, so you're not standing around forever with the signs. The catcher presses a button, hey, throw a slider, you know. So, hey, welcome to 2023. Y'all wanted to speed the game up, and now the games are ending because the pitcher can't hear the catcher in his stupid device in his hat. Sorry. 855-212-4CBS. Rooster is calling from Houston. Everything is going great out there. Hey, Rooster, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
What's going on, Jay?
How you doing?
Oh, man, long day, man. Just not getting home, but I could say your show has gave me a little a relaxation. I'm just now sitting in my driveway, and you took my call right when I pulled in the driveway, man. So, hey, it's going fine, man.
Good.
Astros, man, last year I was working in Florida, man, and watched the game but wasn't here to celebrate and dance and parade and all that stuff. But I can say, man, I'm feeling pretty good about them. Don't know if they could pull it off back-to-back. If they do, I'll be overwhelmed. But we had a rough year this year, man, but what, we're just like, what, half a game? Maybe tied for first now. So
yeah, 61-47 with the Rangers right there with them, yes.
Right. So, I mean, hey, man, we got Vernon on the back. So, I mean, it's looking good, man. We'll be ready for the postseason, hopefully. Guys like Altuve and Yordan, and especially Yordan, man, it's going to be important for him to stay healthy and, you know, keep the pitcher rotation kind of healthy. Our cuties coming back. So
I would say that's the key for most teams as you go through the rest of the season. Verlander, we know that last year he was able to pitch. He wins a World Series. He wins a Cy Young. He goes to the Mets. There's always going to be a concern about his age, but there's no doubt about it. Houston has gotten better now that you can throw Verlander back at the top of the rotation with Framber. And I think you go into a postseason series. What I don't want to see is a 1-2 who are going to just go out there and mow me down. And I think for most teams, just to be in the conversation of a World Series, I wouldn't be shocked if the Astros were back in it. So I say good luck to you guys, okay?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Keep your eye on J.P. France, man.
Oh, yeah. What is his ERA sub-3 right now, right?
Man, for a rookie, he's pretty good, man.
Yep. There's plenty of time to see how things go August 1st. Hey, Rooster, thank you for calling from Houston.
Good job, Jay.
Hey, no doubt about it. Shout-outs to Rooster. 855-212-4CBS. Robbie calling from Phoenix. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, nice to hear you once again. A couple of questions. I was really hoping the Yankees would get rid of everybody, like get rid of LeMahieu and just get rid of Rizzo and get rid of Stanton and just start over, because this Yankee team is done. Now, I want to get Aaron Boone. Yes.
You know that was impossible, right? You know that wasn't going to happen, right?
Right, but I was hoping by some miracle.
Oh, okay. Well, what else you got?
Okay. This is how bad the Aaron Boone is. When he said after the Orioles, well, we struck out 18 times, but we had some good stuff still. Let me ask you a question. Does Bruce Bochy say that? Does Dusty Baker say that? Do they say stupid remarks like that? Aaron Boone is horrible. He's a puppet. That statement alone proved Aaron Boone should not have this job. So I'm just asking you a logical question. Does Dusty Baker say that? Or Bruce Bochy say a stupid thing like
that?
Well,
I don't know, Robbie. I can also tell you that I have spoken to Aaron Boone in the past. I personally like Aaron Boone, Is he a perfect manager? No, he is not. Does he happen to work for or have bosses upstairs? Yes, he does. And I think that happens to be the case for a lot of managers. We also know that Aaron Boone got his job right out of being at ESPN. Now, having said that, I'm not going to destroy Aaron Boone. Aaron Boone is someone who has a pacemaker in his chest, and on more than one occasion, probably more often than he should, he walks out of the dugout, he walks over to the umpires, and he goes out there, loses his damn mind, and he gets ejected. And so if you want to look at the New York Yankees and be upset as to where they are, or you want to pick on Aaron Boone, you're well within your right to do so. But the issues with the New York Yankees, he ain't the biggest issue. He is not the biggest problem.
I blame Cashman, too.
Well, you can probably go further up the chain. You can go look at the owner who doesn't necessarily want to spend the same type of money. So we can spread the blame around. But look, here, Aaron Boone isn't the biggest issue this season for the Yankees. You want to know who the biggest issue is? It's the guys on the field who are underperforming. You want to get rid of Rizzo. You want to get rid of this guy and that guy and that guy. Fine. DJ LeMahieu, who you would think would bat above 300. Like, you can blame Cashman for bringing in the players. You can also give him credit for the players that he has that are actually performing. And then you can say, hey, the players suck. Like, coaches always get the short end of the stick, Robbie.
Okay. Now, can I ask you a boxing question?
Go ahead, quickly.
Why do you think Jack Johnson never got the credit that he deserved?
As opposed to in relation to who versus who?
To other heavyweight champions, because he went through a whole lot. Because as a minority, he had no protection. He had no NAACP. He risked his life every day. And I thought he was a very good, when you look at the record, he was a very good champion.
My understanding with Jack Johnson, there are a lot of folks who didn't particularly care for him because of his relation in dealing with white folks. Are you familiar with his story, Robbie?
Yes, I am.
So I think there are a lot of folks who looked at him as being a little too subservient when it came down to white folks in an era where black people weren't necessarily like that much.
Right, I understand, but it did take a lot of guts for him to go out there and risk his life every day.
I'm not going to debate that. You didn't ask me that. You asked me why he probably doesn't get the same type of recognition, and I gave you what might be an answer.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome, Robbie. No doubt about it. Didn't expect the Jack Johnson question. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to talk more Mets, get the more of your calls, more NFL, more of it all on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey there, dog lovers. It's time to show your furry friend a little extra love and attention. After all, they're not just pets, they're family. At GetJoy, we provide top-of-the-line nutrition and wellness services to improve the lives of dogs and their families. GetJoy's dedicated team of animal science and vet nutritionists have expertly crafted their recipes to give your pup maximum health benefits. With options like gently cooked fresh meals, freeze-dried meals with pre, pro, and postbiotics for optimal gut health, and single-ingredient beef treats. Your best friend just got upgraded to a whole new level of pampering. And the best part? GetJoy's meals are made with wholesome ingredients right here in the USA with no fillers or artificial preservatives. Plus, when you subscribe to a GetJoy food plan, you'll be connected with a board-certified televet with services available 24/7. As a special offer to our listeners, visit GetJoyFood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get a 50% off your first order today. That's GetJoyFood.com and use the code PODCAST at checkout to get 50% off your first order.
This is it. It's what you've been waiting for.
Billions returns to bring us the most epic showdown yet to a brand new streaming home on Paramount Plus.
We're back, baby!
We've got a fantastic story this season.
Buckle up. Bobby's back.
We're bringing the fight to Axe.
Everyone gets caught in the crossfire.
There's exciting stuff coming.
And now that Axe is coming back, the final showdown can begin.
This is the Good News Express Flammable.
Return to the all-access world of the rich and powerful. Don't miss new episodes of Billions, streaming August 4th on the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
I'm here to tell you about a new show that's going to make you uncomfortable. It's going to make you laugh. You will feel pangs of recognition. It's all about class, and it's hosted by me, former working class kid Jonathan Menjivar. The show is called Classy, and it's full of people talking about all the awkward, embarrassing and strangely intimate things that class tension makes us do. It's available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.